Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Shannon joins me. And
hi.
We are going to do a Road to Indy kind of mini award show. Admittedly, especially the first half of the year, I didn't catch all the races. So this is going to be our best effort at it. Thanks to Toby Sowery for the suggestion and for texting me some ideas on a couple different categories to put in there that weren't from the IndyCar ones. So, Shannon, how are we?
We're good. How are you?
I'm lovely. I'm enjoying this because, you know, when we recorded the other IndyCar episode this week, Justin and Matt proceeded to dump all over me for the first like 7 minutes of the episode, and it was painful. It was really hurtful.
Do I need to do that so that you feel like you're in the same spot?
No.
Or,
no.
Are you sure? No. Like, well played. Do you feel like you're not getting the razzing you normally do since Hickey's not here? I mean, I can do that for you.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Good at that.
No, I know you are. All right, so I'm gonna start with a trivia question first, and I didn't tell you.
Of course you are. You're like, I'm getting past this.
Yep, we're gonna keep moving on here. There is one IndyCar driver in the past. There is one Indy Lights champion in the past decade that has not gone on to IndyCar. Can you name him or the year?
We just went over these.
Yes, we did. We did talk about this. I think in the Airbnb with Frenchie in St. Louis,
but
if I'm not mistaken.
It doesn't count if he was the 2019 champ, right? Because you're saying that he came in 2021.
Correct.
You're not counting that.
Correct.
Okay, so tell me the question again.
In the last decade, there is only one Indy Lights champion that did not go to IndyCar. And don't Google. I see you typing. This is criminal levels of cheating right now. So your answer is immediately null and void.
Listen, it didn't come up with anything, okay? I didn't get an answer.
Your cheating didn't even work. That's
My
almost
cheating
impressive.
Cheating failed.
That's almost impressive.
Can I have like a list?
No, because it would give it away. So I'm going to give you the answer here.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Jean-Carl Vernet from 2010.
Homie, like I was going to get that.
I thought, well, that was the point. I had to make myself feel a little better.
Did you Google the answer, though? Like, or did Frenchie give it to you because he's the end-all be-all of, like, all the knowledge things?
Yeah, no, he did not. I did Google it, but I have looked that up before because I've given that trivia question in episodes before you were part of the crew.
That's totally unfair.
Nobody said it had to be fair. I am host,
you,
Mike. I do get to
make
the rules.
Now we know why Hickey gives you so much shit.
Okay, let's do some awards.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
First up, team of the... And just for everybody wondering, this can be for any of the three Road to Indy series. We're not going to go through each of the three series because we'll be here for like 5 hours and it's almost 9 p.m., so I don't think either of us want to be up till 2 a.m. So, Shannon, your team of the year across any level...
Andretti.
Okay. I am going to take Jay Howard. Oh, I know. I thought you were going to go with Jay Howard because you know Jay so well, but...
I do know Jay, but Andretti really was really good, right? This is why I wanted to do it in tiers. So you could have one from each. It's fine. It's fine. Move along. Host...
Okay. Wow. Andretti, Jay Howard, driver of the year.
I mean, is this... I'm going with David Mack. Really? Really? Oh, I'm going with Baby Mac.
Okay. She's going with David Malukas. Very well done. I'm going to take a slightly different one here. He was not the series champion, but Indy Pro 2000, Braden Eaves... comes back from a massive back or neck injury at the end of last year. So I'll take Braden Eaves. He finished P2 in the standings from Christian Rasmussen, about 38 points back, but kept it right down there until the second to last race of the year, really the last race of the year. So We've got that out of the way with. Okay, now we're going to start throwing some shade on some people here.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah, and there's this one. I there's some obvious answers, and there's some. I don't. We'll go with disappointing team first.
Can you go first this time?
Yeah, sure. I am going to take Carlin Motorsports or Carlin Racing, whatever it is.
Do we have different opinions?
Yes, we do, ma'am. No, we don't. If you can convince me there's no, because there's another team. You know what? We'll put this one on. Maybe we'll put this one on Twitter. I don't know. Carlin apparently really likes to block people, so.
Really?
Maybe we won't.
We better
yes.
not give them.
You can listen. You can listen to that. Justin's and the New Track Record podcast are blocked by Carlin for questioning why they didn't announce their IndyCar driver until like right before the season. Okay. So,
which is a fair question.
I am also. I'll give you another option here, and you tell me which one you think is worse, and we'll come to a joint conclusion on this
okay.
one. So Carlin comes back to Indy Lights after being pretty good in Indy Lights when they were in Indy Lights before. And so there, you kind of expected him to be better. Alex Pironi was half decent for the first two thirds of the year, but was never really in contention. My other team is Juncos, who is typically a powerhouse in Indy Lights. And I mean, was really nowhere to be found most of the year, like until the last two races, really. So I know there was a lot of turnover within the Juncos engineering department, but if you were going to pick between those two, who would you pick?
If I was going to pick between the two, I'll go with Juncos.
Okay, I will make note of that here. All right, we're going to go. And okay, so let's see here. Juncos, all right, disappointing driver.
Does it have to be... You don't care which series.
Don't care which series. Don't even care if he wasn't full-time.
That's what's going to be my next question. You answer first. I want to know who you have because I don't want to have the same answers.
Okay, I am going to go... Actually, yeah, I'm going to go...
If you're going to go with painful. Toby, I'm going to be mad at you.
No, I'm not going to go with Toby. I wouldn't do that to Toby.
Okay. Well, you said this is painful, and so I didn't know.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I'm gonna go with, I don't even know honestly. I don't have it in front of me right now, and I know he didn't finish the season, but Colin Kaminsky, who was with Pabst, I believe, who you know Hunter McElroy finished third in the standings for, he's been pretty good the last couple years, and this year he was buried all the way down in 13th in the standings below some guys who like Enam Ahmed, who didn't compete in the middle chunk of the season, so don't know what happened funding wise, but I was disappointed because I thought you know he's very good friends with teammate Hunter McElroy, and I thought he would be better than 13th in the standings.
That's fair. Hold on, I'm going here for 1 second because I want to make sure I'm not going to make a stupid call.
That's fair.
And I'm not. That's right. Okay. My disappointment is Robert McGinnis.
Oh, Robert.
I know. And I really like him. That's why I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I just wanted so much more out of it.
We're going to go on a tangent here for a second.
Oh,
because
boy.
Indy Lights drivers expressed that the Cooper tires this year weren't as trustworthy as they normally are. So... While yes. I don't think necessarily McGinnis was going to beat Kyle Kirkwood, because I don't think anybody can beat Kyle Kirkwood other than Malukas, but I wonder how much that played into like McGinnis's finish, Toby Sowery, like some of those guys in Indy, like Robert McGinnis wasn't an Indy Lights rookie.
Oh, I know.
So it was so confusing to see how uncompetitive he was most of the year.
He definitely said that to us in Gateway, that he was super unsure about the tires, and I think everybody was kind of like just tiptoeing around that. So in fairness, right, like I don't know that it's all his fault. Just the same way that I wouldn't attribute like team management, it's not the driver's fault themselves, but it is still disappointing that they didn't get the finishes that they probably could have.
Yeah, I agree there.
My disappointing driver is McGinnis. not because I'm disappointed in him. I'm just disappointed in how it all went down for him. How's that?
Yes. Okay.
There you go.
Respect.
There you go.
All right. We're going to go not necessarily racing related here, but what we're going to call this like one of those like things you would see in like a high school yearbook, like most likely. So most likely to become an actor instead of a driver.
Devlin DeFrancesco.
Okay. Do you have any reasoning behind that?
He looks like he could be an actor, but he always looks like he's going to play the villain no matter what.
Yeah. All right. I dig it. I am going to go with Hunter McElroy. He looks like he'd be like Australian James Bond. Like he's like 6'4".
What?
Like, yeah. He's got that like dashing look.
I don't know about that. Have you seen him before?
I have interviewed him and he's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him it. Okay. All right. But I disagree.
Nobody said I had to provide logic in this. This question is illogical to begin with.
This is fair. That's fair.
Okay.
All right.
So you stole my answer on this next one here, which is really annoying. But yes, I mean, it's the only answer you wrote down in the note beforehand.
Oh, yeah, because it's the only answer I was sure of.
The most likely to make the jump, and this could be any level, despite not winning the championship, you had...
I had David Malukas.
Yes, fair. I'm going to go with, again, on this one, I'm going to go with Hunter McElroy. Finished P3 in the...
You were standing him today. Did you join the fan club over the weekend?
He's a nice gentleman.
Just curious. I've never heard you say his name so many times as I have today.
I've only said it twice.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
No, I feel threatened by this. I don't like it as much. So I'm going to go Hunter McElroy. You should see the way I spelled his name. I spelled his name twice.
That is not right either way.
Yeah. I'm just like typing random letters at this point. So, okay. We've got a couple more here. Then we're going to go on. We're going to talk a little Road to Indy. And by the way, for those listening, Shannon and I be doing more Road to Indy pretty much every month from here on out. And got a big round of applause from the Road to Indy team when I brought this idea up. But let's see here. The biggest surprise of the 2021 Road to Indy season.
The biggest surprise?
Yes, ma'am.
That we got to have a season? It doesn't matter. Like, I would say the biggest surprise at the end is that Penske's taking over Indy Lights again.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm also very mad at you.
Why?
Because I wanted to take that. Okay, so I am going to go...
You can't be mad at that.
Yeah, I am going to go with... the fact that the Indy Lights Championship was so damn close all year when a lot of people thought Kyle Kirkwood was going to just wipe the floor with everybody. So hats off to Malukas for keeping it very close. Your fan favorite driver of 2021.
Fan favorite is Kyle Kirkwood. Everybody's cheering for him and everyone wants him to go to IndyCar. He's got to be a fan favorite.
Yeah.
You hate that answer.
No, it's the right answer, because you're not wrong.
But
it was the right answer. I didn't say you were right. I just said it was the right answer.
You said I wasn't wrong, though, just to clarify.
Yeah, fair. I'm going to agree with you on this one. I don't think there's really a driver that's been so, I don't want to say hyped up, but so everybody is pulling for him to be in IndyCar next year like Kirkwood has right now. And you could make a case for Braden Neves coming back from the injury because he has a ton of fans, but I think Kirkwood's fandom is just on a much higher level than that. So, yeah, I'll give you Kirkwood on this one. I don't think there's anything to argue. All right, we've got two more. We have police driving by. Yes, we have police driving by my house as we record.
Are they coming?
I hope not.
Not you. I don't know how to edit this.
Yeah. That's really the worst part of podcasting is editing. I would love for one of you four to take on editing for a week and see how exhausting it is. Just a week.
We appreciate you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. Funniest interview moment of 2021.
That's kind of unfair because I didn't get in on a lot of the other interviews. I mean, I think I only interviewed 3 drivers, Stingray Rob, Kyle, and David. So, to have a moment, if I was going to have a moment, it would be Kyle and his shoe superstition. If I get a moment, that's it.
All right, well, I'm going to go with when Luke has called me a psychopath for listening to metal before I went to bed, before I go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not wrong.
That's hurtful.
Still not wrong.
Yes. Fine. Whatever. Okay. We got one more. We're going to go off topic on this one. And, you know, quick shout out to all of the Road to Indy drivers, teams, crew, personnel, Diane Swintle, and everybody who runs the Road to Indy. Yes, me too. I miss Diane already. Who helps us, you know, get what we need every year and sets up all these interviews and all that fun stuff. So, most likely to pull a prank on one of their teammates.
So, because I have history in the best way possible with Mr. J. Howard, I do know his pranking abilities are top notch. So, I'm going with Jay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I didn't specify driver.
You didn't say it had to be a driver. You just said his teammates. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I am going to go with, oh no, I really don't know now. I'm going to go with Robert McGinnis. I think he's a pretty funny dude, and I think he would be all up for the pranking. Do you think my answer is half decent there? Who did you say again? Oh, you said Jay.
I said Jay. I'm good with it. I bet McGinnis has some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. Okay, well.
Although, I think unassumingly, Stingray probably is a good prankster because nobody also thinks he's going to do anything. So I bet he has some good ones.
That's a great point because I was going to pick Stingray just for something different. And then I was like, no, he's way too nice.
Yeah, he's way too nice, which means he's probably really good at pranking people. He's very unassuming.
You're not wrong.
I know.
Okay.
That's twice. All right. Fans, if we're listening, that he's told me I was right this episode.
All right. Well, on that note, Road to Indy. Oh, I know there's one more I want to add in there, and there may not be a this. If you don't have an answer for this one, it's okay because I didn't write it down. Your pass of the year.
Oh, that's really unfair. But I'm pretty sure there was a really badass pass between Kirkwood and Malukas at Gateway.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there?
I'm pretty sure you were right.
Oval passes are my favorite in any series. So I'm going to go with that. But I don't know. Like, I don't know what lap by any means.
I'm going to go with the winning pass for Miles Rowe at New Jersey Motorsports Park, which is an almost impossible track to pass at. And the man got it done and got his first career USF 2000 win for Force India and their first win. So I will go with that. And yeah, so obviously no New Jersey Motorsports Park in 2021 or 2022, sorry, but the schedule looks great. Obviously there's no Freedom 100 for Indy Lights and everybody will be sad about that.
We will hear about it for months.
I know, we will. I understand the reason. So right now we have Indy Lights under IndyCar control for 2021. And like I mentioned the other day, they have a new competition director in Levi Jones who comes from the USAC world. What do you think is going to be the biggest benefit of Indy Lights being under IndyCar control for the foreseeable future?
I hope that more, I don't want to say marketing, but it is marketing. I just hope that more people know about the races and more people attend, and that maybe there is more for fans to do at the tracks when it's just kind of solely RTI sometimes and not IndyCar with them. Because I know, like, New Jersey, right, we don't go there. I just think that there's not enough hype around it. So I hope that there is more hype around it so that people do learn these drivers, because in the end, the point is for them to come to IndyCar. So the point is to find yourself somebody you can follow for a couple of years throughout their career, right, as a fan. So I think that that is something that we can look forward to with Penske, I hope.
Really angry because that's exactly what I was going to say.
Stop lying.
This time I'm not lying.
This time.
Listen, don't give yourself too much credit. That's a great idea. And we're both smart people. I mean, maybe you more than me, as many would say, but nonetheless, I will agree there, and I don't really have a backup option, because as you were saying that, I was trying to think of a backup option, and I really still had nothing, so.
So, Pit Lane Parlay fans, my name is Shana McBride. I'm the host of this podcast.
Well, if you're the host, that means you have to edit, too.
Oh, shit. I take it back. I'll go back to my co-host standings.
That's right. Anyway, well, we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thank you, everybody, for following along to the content all year. We'll be back with HMD content again next year for the Road to Indy, possibly another team that's still being figured out. And we'll be back to another Road to Indy monthly episode again, probably sometime after the Chris Griffiths test, which I should be at. Shannon should be at, might be at. So.
That's the plan. At least one of those. Okay.
So, yeah. And that's all I got. Shannon, thank you for joining.
Thank you.
I had fun. I hope you had fun.
It's always fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.